Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Mulvey shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse De Leon, here with the Very Reverend Raju Thattankara, the Diocesan Vicar of Clergy, and also Pastor of St. Peter the Apostle Catholic Church. Good morning, Father Raju. How are you?
I'm good, Jesse. Thank you.
I'm glad that you are here. Bishop Mulvey, not able to be with us this morning, and you are here graciously out of your very hectic schedule as well, not only being the vicar for clergy, but the pastor at St. Peter. A lot of activity at your parish, Father.
That's correct, yeah.
so many wonderful things that your parish does, and we thank you for your time and your insight as we hear the gospel today. Today is kind of a very special day because it has not been since 2014 that we have celebrated the commemoration of all the faithful departed, also known as All Souls Day.
That's correct, yeah.
If you would now proclaim this Sunday's gospel.
Gospel according to John chapter 6, verse 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowd, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And of course, being All Souls Day today, it's not unusual to go to different parishes to see images and pictures of the faithful departed that everyone is remembering today. That gospel, even though it's relatively short, has so much comfort and so many words that we can take with us in our hearts if we are carrying that feeling of hurt that we feel when we lose someone close to us.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And some reflections on the gospel, Father. What comes to mind after hearing those beautiful words?
The passage today is one of the most comforting message Jesus ever spoke. He says, "Everything the Father gives me will come to me. I will not reject anyone who comes to me." What a promise. In a world where people face rejection, from jobs maybe, relationships, even family, Jesus stands as the one who never turns anyone away. You don't have to be perfect to come to him. You just have to come. And when you do that, he says, "I will not reject you." That means your past mistakes, your doubts, your fears, none of them disqualify you from his love. Jesus also adds, "I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." And what is that will? That nothing and no one be lost. That all who believe in him may have eternal life. In other words, God's greatest desire is not to condemn, but to keep us, to raise us up. What the world discards, he restores. What death tries to claim, he redeems. So if you are feeling distant from God today, remember this. Jesus does not wait for perfect people. He waits for open hearts. Come to him today, just as you are. Because the one who came down from heaven came for one reason, to bring you home. Amen.
Amen. Such beautiful words, Father, and I don't even think really you have to go through the loss of someone close to you to have those words resonate, because I think there's so much hope in those words, so much healing that Jesus always offers us. That's not to say that those who have lost someone aren't included in this. Of course, that's something that we're discussing today. But I think that pain that you feel of someone close to you that's no longer here on earth, they're still with us. Their spirits are still with us. We have to be open to that. And I think through those words that you said so beautifully to comfort us, because Jesus is always ready for us to approach him and to say, I'm not perfect, but I'm here. I want hope and healing. And also remembering those that have passed, they too live on through our prayers and through our spirits, through our intercession for them, which I think is something that today also brings into light, thinking about those that we've lost, that we still love, that are still with us. And Jesus makes it possible for us to be aware of their spirits, that they're still in our hearts and we carry them with us.
That's correct, Jesse. You know, if you ask people who don't believe in God, what is the story of life? Mm-hmm. They have an easy answer. Birth, they will show you the birth certificate.
Right.
And then life and death. Mm-hmm. But for us Christians, story of life is completely different. Life, death, and resurrection.
Resurrection, of course.
So we remember this day that we do not forget our loved ones. Our loved ones are alive in the hands of Jesus.
Amen. And it's so beautiful when people that are close to you, that they've lost someone and they feel like, today I saw this piece of art, or I heard a song, or I saw this in nature that reminded me of my loved one. And those are the sometimes unexpected ways that we get reconnected with them, or that we're reminded of them. Very easy to get distracted. But sometimes when we bring all that back through our reflection, through our prayer life, and continuing to remember our loved ones, they still, as you said, are very much alive through these very, very real things that happened to us. And I think that offers comfort to people too. I know my mom, who passed away 7 years ago, she loved so much music, and there are certain pieces of music that I hear that she's very much alive to me when I hear those melodies. And it's the same, I'm sure, for anyone who's lost someone close to them, that's how we still continue to carry them with us.
That's correct, yeah. So remember, Jesse, you mentioned about your mother.
Mm-hmm.
We never forget our loved ones.
Never.
They have sacrificed. They have done a lot of great things for us to be who we are now.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a very strong Catholic home.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, as a growing up, early morning on this day, we would all go as a family to light candles in the cemetery. And we would wait for the priest to come to celebrate the Holy Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
For many of them there, it was a very emotional roller coaster. So many crying, tears everywhere. We never forget the dead. We remember them. We are grateful to them. This day is very, very special for all of us. And I'm 100% sure our loved ones are, who are in the hands of God. They're so happy that we remember them.
Of course. And I think sharing that beautiful story, you can kind of see what that, I think in my mind, I drew an image of a dark cemetery, but candles and families are there. And it's still a very, very strong connection and respect that you show the loved ones that have passed, but they're still with us. And by doing something like that, which of course is what today is all about, we remember them, we continue to pray for them. And by our prayers, in a sense, we're lighting candles too. Even though we're not in a dark cemetery, by those prayers, we enlighten their memory and we show our love in that way.
That's correct, Jesse. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that we remember, and we have this day to remember our loved ones.
And it's so special, as I said at the beginning of the program, that this falls on a Sunday. It hasn't been since 2014 that we've had this happen liturgically. So today, when people go to Mass, they will be hearing the reading that you just proclaimed earlier. And it will be an opportunity to, maybe if you haven't really thought about those that you've lost in a long time, or you still have them heavy on your heart, it's a way to sort of bring it all to the altar, to the cross, and through the Eucharist to be in communion with Jesus and speak to him. I think that's one of the things that has offered comfort to me and so many people that I know, that when they go to Mass, especially on a day like today, they sense that reconnection, that hope, that beauty of those that may not be on earth, but they're still with us. It's such a beautiful thing to carry in our hearts.
Yes, yes, that's correct, Jesse.
Thank you so much, Father. We are here on Our Shepherd's View and having a beautiful discussion on this All Souls Day. We are going to take a short break, and we will continue our conversation when we return. You are listening to Our Shepherd's View. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon. Bishop Michael Mulvey was not able to be with us today, so we welcome the very Reverend Raju Thattankara, who is the diocesan vicar of clergy, as well as the pastor at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Catholic Church. Good morning again, Father Raju. How are you?
I'm good, Jesse. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. And of course, today is the commemoration of all the faithful departed, also known as All Souls Day. And we were reflecting on that in our previous segment, the different things that people go through when they experience the loss of a loved one. Today is a day that gives us an opportunity to offer up maybe the pain, offer up prayers. And as a priest, I'm sure you have experienced many encounters with people that have gone through a day like today and dealing with the loss of a loved one. Now, Father Raju, how long have you been a priest?
I've been 30 years a priest, wow. Jesse.
That's, well, congratulations on such a great vocation. We thank you. Our diocese is blessed to have you here with us. And in those 30 years as a priest, on a day like today, when maybe people are struggling, maybe they have a sense of not knowing how to navigate what they're feeling, what are some of the common questions that you get as a priest that people tend to ask you?
That's a beautiful question, Jesse. See, most of them, they come to me in different times. They've asked me, what does Jesus mean when he says, I will not reject anyone who comes to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Father, my mother or my parents, they have been a little away from the church. What happens to them?
Mm-hmm.
Will they be rejected? The common answer that I give to them is, Jesus means that he welcomes everyone who comes to him with faith. No one is ever turned away. God's mercy is open to all. It's the greatest consolation we have. So, be consoled, I tell them.
Uh-huh.
Comforted, because God knows their hearts. Or sometimes they ask, what has Jesus promised to those who believe in him? The promise is, they will not be lost. That he will raise them up on the last day. So that makes us to continue to remember them and pray for them.
Right.
What it means that he will raise them up on the last day, it means that at the end of time, those who believe in him will be brought back to life and share eternal happiness with the God in heaven. What a beautiful thing, Jesse.
That is.
Everyone will be united as one family. We will all celebrate eternal happiness. Now, some people also ask, what does it mean to truly have faith in Jesus? And they say, hey, Father, I've been losing my faith. Things are not going my way.
Mm-hmm.
True faith is not just believing about Jesus, but coming to him, trusting him, and staying close to him in our daily life. So, they are also asked, how can we come to Jesus today? And I tell them, we come to him through prayer, reading his word, receiving the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, the real presence, and by loving others as he taught us. These are the ways that we come to Jesus. Some also ask, what comfort do these words give to us? They remind us that no matter what happens, Jesus will never reject us. As I said in my reflection, he will always love us and lead us to eternal life.
Very comforting words, Father. And I think a lot of times, too, people tend to, like you say, maybe the ones who are struggling in their faith, the ones that don't really kind of know how to connect everything. But hearing a word from you, being comforted and being given direction. And a lot of times it's just being reminded that Jesus is always waiting for us. He's always standing at the ready to have us place our faith in him. Some people find it hard to do that. They don't really know how. I think a lot of times, too, people that may have fallen away from the faith, as you said, they know that they can always come home. And I think that Jesus reminds us of that in so many of the stories that he tells us in Scripture. One of my favorites, of course, is the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. And the line in that Scripture that always gets me is how the father saw him from a distance, which means he was waiting for him for a while. He'd been watching out for him. Mm-hmm. He didn't catch him by surprise. He knew that if I'm watching, he's going to return. And that's how Jesus is with us, especially on a day like today where you feel, how do I come back? How do I connect? He's always ready to welcome us home, to be able to put our trust in him, and then in prayer, developing a prayer life. Maybe this is my question today, those people that want to go deeper in prayer and maybe they don't know how to pray constantly, as Jesus told us. But for some people, they want to know, how do we do that? What are some things that people can incorporate into their daily lives to do that?
Prayer can be like, sometimes we think prayer is that we have to talk and talk and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is also listening.
Right.
It's a conversation where, of course, you begin, maybe. You tell God what things going in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the worst mistake that we do is we don't wait for his answers. We want the instant coffee.
Right.
So we need to listen to him. And then also, prayer is not comparing. Remember, we have that beautiful two people going to pray, Pharisee and the tax collector.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
One talked about himself. He was the Pharisee.
Mm-hmm.
The other talked to God.
He couldn't even raise his eyes to heaven.
Correct.
He was so aware of himself, being able to say, I'm a sinner, I need forgiveness, and beating his breast. In that humility, in that moment, is when God connects with us.
That's correct. Have mercy on me, God,
mm-hmm.
for I am a sinner. That is a beautiful prayer. So if you look at it in that particular parable, the Pharisee spoke nothing, and he got nothing, no blessings.
Mm-hmm.
The tax collector prayed for mercy, and he received every blessing. So maybe the most important thing that we put into practice is spend time listening to Jesus. When I was growing up, the nuns used to tell me, listen to the Holy Spirit. And I tell the same thing today. Listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will talk. And you should listen.
Of course. I think, and knowing that prayer is a dialogue, you're not always asking God for things, or as you said in the last week's scripture with the Pharisee, me, 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 me. You're just drawing attention to yourself. Mm-hmm. But being open, a lot of times it involves also making an effort to minimize some of the things that distract us. It means maybe turning the phone off for a while, right. or stepping away and finding time for reflection. And for people, that's hard to do. But that effort that's made, God will bless them for that effort. which is, I think, something that for a lot of people is a big challenge, but there's so much waiting there if they just allow themselves to be open to it. And I love what you said about how prayer is not just us talking, it's also us listening. Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful thought, something that we can take with us today on this All Souls Day. Is there maybe another memory that you have, Father, of growing up that, or in the many years that you've been a priest, where people have sort of really embraced the day that is today, which is the All Souls Day, maybe that they have learned something or have been converted in a special way?
I can tell you a beautiful story where, this lady in my previous parish had two children and brought them to church. Happy growing up. They became teenagers, became young adults, and then they stopped going to church. And she would always come and tell me, "Father, please pray for my children." I took them to the religious education. I took them to church. They have all the sacraments, but they don't go to church. And I would tell, "One day, God will listen to your prayers. Don't give up." And then one day, on her deathbed, I was in Christuspawn. She is there on the deathbed. Doctors have said maybe a few hours. Both children came. And I had a talk with them. I told them, "Talk to your mother. Your mother has been praying for you." And the son bent down. And I can never forget these words, Jesse. He said, "Mom, I'm sorry for hurting you. I will go back to church. Sorry for everything I did." And then after a few minutes, she passed. Today, that son, in the church, with his kids.
So her prayer was answered through that moment of her leaving this world and still guiding him from heaven, I'm sure, to inspire him still.
Right.
And that, what a beautiful moment. Again, a moment of healing that I think people sometimes may be too distracted to notice. But through her passing, her legacy continues, her life continues through the life of her son. And his moment of humility, we talked about that earlier, of being able to say, "I'm sorry," and genuinely mean that. And through that, we find healing, especially on an All Souls Day Sunday like today. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful story, Father. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
If you would now close our program with a prayer and a blessing.
Listen kindly to our prayers, O Lord. And as our faith in your Son, raised from the dead, is deepened, so may our hope of resurrection for your departed servants also find new strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi's Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.